The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 905 on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning. Great to have you with us on AM970TheAnswer.com, and wishing you all the best. Hope your Thanksgiving went well. We are starting our hour with Dr. Brett Giroir, a former Assistant Secretary for Health and World Health Organization board member, former Admiral in the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps. Dr. Brett, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, Admiral.
Oh, so great to be with you, Joe. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, always grateful, you know, great country, great people, great family. It's all that we stand for, despite the divide that they're trying to put upon us. And now everybody was watching over the weekend, Dr. Fauci stepping away, and he had that crazy press conference the other day, which was just how, I mean, is it not a decent question, Admiral, to ask for the origin of this virus that just was spewed upon the world that killed so many people? I mean, a fair enough question. And I don't know why the press secretary in the White House would try to stop a question like that, correct?
Well, trying to understand the motives or what that press secretary is saying, it, you can never do that, right? You can go every day and never understand what she's trying to say. But of course it's a fair question. And it's a very important question about the origins, because it's killed so many millions of people around the world. But, you know, if we want to prevent the next pandemic, we ought to figure out what happened this time. And it is a very legitimate question. And I do believe, as I've said for quite some time, that it is more likely than not originated in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, that Chinese laboratory, through an accidental spillover. So it's a fair question. And Dr. Fauci, like anyone else, he's a member of the government. He's a public servant. He should answer those questions transparently.
Yeah, because we have to find out, but we just don't seem to get to the bottom of it. And I always complain every day, Admiral, I always say, because when I go see my mom and I'm masking up and I'm careful, you know, because you don't know what you could pick up. Now the lockdown seemed to have caused this RSV that is just an epidemic, you know, in pediatric units all across hospitals across America. There's still COVID out there. Albeit thanks to the vaccine, it's not as severe as it was. But and then this, I wanted to ask you this, Admiral, if I may. When Donald Trump started talking about possible therapies, boy, did they vilify him, on it. And whether they worked or not, he mentioned, and you couldn't even have a discussion about it. You couldn't even put it online. How dangerous was that, that they tried? And what do you think, let me ask this if I may, sir, what was the impetus of them curtailing the information that we were looking for?
Well, I think looking back, the curtailing of information and free scientific dialogue, particularly by the big social media and also by the network channels, was really atrocious. Science is about discussion, particularly when you have a pandemic, and we don't know what's going to work and not work. I just want to point out, last week, a major study about U.S. veterans showed that vitamin D supplementation was tremendously effective, reduced COVID incidence and mortality by like 25% to 30% in veterans.
Wow.
Something as simple as vitamin D.
Yes. Yes.
And I think if we would have said something like that during the Trump administration, it would have been shut down. But, you know, that's very important. But, you know, no company's going to make hundreds of billions of dollars off of vitamin D. But it seems to be a very effective, easy therapy for many people, particularly African-Americans. They had the most benefit. So there's a lot out there. And I do want to say that the antivirals we have now, both Paxlovid and Molnupiravir, are really, really very good. And if you're at a high risk, like if you're elderly or immunosuppressed, we really need to focus on getting you tested and treated very early. That's what's going to get rid of all the excess deaths we have today.
It's so great to be able to talk to you and to be have an open, honest discussion, because when we were on this show 2 years ago, we started talking about hydroxychloroquine, the HCQ, and we talked about ivermectin and remdesivir and everything that seemed to have. I mean, my own doctor said, no, HCQ is a placebo, but you can have that conversation with your doctor. It's nice to be able to, that we've opened up and that we were always at least right to question it and talk about it. But this question, please.
You have to talk about it. Look, how people are treated is a decision between a patient and their physician, right, or their healthcare provider. Yeah. It's not for somebody on MSNBC to tell you how you should be treated. We need to give the best information to the American people. They need to have that discussion and do what's right for them and their family. Yeah. And look, hydroxychloroquine early on, it had very impressive data, in test tubes and in animal models. So it's certainly something that should have been discussed and talked about. Now, not everything that looks good in a rat looks good in a person, and that's what happened, but you've got to have that discussion. Vitamin D is just the opposite. It looks like it's highly effective.
Yeah, and I get COVID, and a couple of years ago, whenever it was, and my friend's pharmaceutical, he gives me azithromycin, and he gave me zinc, I think 50 milligrams of zinc, and hydroxychloroquine. I woke up the next day like nothing happened. So I told my doctor that. He goes, Joe, you're dreaming. It's a placebo. And I said, well, I don't know what it was, but it seemed to work for me. And it's good that we look at these things. This is the question I have for you. And forgive me, I don't mean to be dramatic. And our dear friend Gordon Chang is going to join us. And we found out where the virus came early on for the Wuhan Institute of Virology, as you said, sir. But then I'm thinking, was it a bioweapon? Was it created? Because to last this long, I had this discussion with my brother over Thanksgiving, and we're not like-minded politically, but we do agree on how did this virus become so virulent? How did it become, to this day, people have long COVID, and it seems and leads us to believe that it was a bioweapon. But am I being too dramatic when I say that, Admiral?
So it's going to be hard to really understand that, because the kinds of research that was being done there could certainly be done, quote, for the good in order to understand viruses, in order to make vaccines. But it's certainly because of the intermixing of the Chinese Communist Party and the army in China, it certainly could have been part of a bioweapons campaign. You really can't determine that. Yeah. The important thing is that this kind of research should never be supported by the United States. It should never be supported, this gain of function work. If we're going to support any kind of work like that, there needs to be utter transparency. And we know that there was not transparency in this situation. It cost us time, and it probably cost us lives. And, I don't know if you've read it yet, but the Senate Republicans put out a report in October, a very concise report about the origins of the virus. Yeah. And it really outlines in plain terms why we do believe it is more likely than not that it came from the Institute. I'm not blaming the scientists. Things accidentally leak out. But what I do blame is the cover-up and the lack of transparency after it was in China. It really impeded the early response.
It did. And you in the administration, I always thank you on the air for your fight and for bringing the vaccine forward, and for Donald Trump. I can't say that because I mentioned something good about Donald Trump, but he stopped the flights coming in. That was brilliant. And everybody else said, come to Chinatown. Pelosi said, come to Chinatown. The mayor of New York said, come to New York. And in the meantime, Donald Trump had the right idea, yet they still slipped the virus through Europe. And there's nothing done about it. This is what's so frustrating. Admiral Girouard, that no one even addresses it. And addresses the origin of it, and it leads us to believe politically, and this is me talking, not the Admiral, not anybody else, not Salem Media, but that the president is compromised with communist China. It is so frustrating that I have to still have to wear a mask around my mom, that I still have to now worry about RSV because of the lockdowns. And you were fighting the just fight, the decent fight, and making headway, and boy, they just tried to shut it down. So hopefully this won't happen again. I fear what's next, Admiral. I fear what's next coming down the pike,
I may have told you last time I was on, I have a book coming out, and I started with this premise. 400,000 people tragically died under the Trump administration, but despite sort of the infinite availability of testing, new antivirals, vaccines, hundreds of millions, almost 700,000 people have died under the Biden administration. And people have to understand that it's not Trump's fault. It's not a political issue. we really have to get down to the truth. What happened? How do we prevent it again? And what steps can we make in the future? One of them is understanding the origin of the virus and how do we stop the origin of future viruses that could be this way. Other things we need to learn is, you know, I think President Trump's biggest success is not relying on the federal bureaucracy. You know, Newt Gingrich called me very early in late February when we were ramping up the response in 2020. I wrote this down. He said, bureaucracies don't know when they're failing. And that was a very important point. And I think President Trump and the vice president understood that the federal bureaucracy was failing and mobilized the private sector. Those amazing public-private partnerships is what got us testing, vaccines, you know, ventilators, PPE, all the things, antivirals that we needed. And looking back, I think that's the number one thing that we need to credit the president and the administration on.
Yeah, amen, Admiral. Admiral Brett Giroir, kind enough to join us. Hey, Admiral, too, on when we talk about what's going on with Dr. Fauci, you know, I'm the only guy on radio that says Fauci always reminds me of an uncle I have in Brooklyn. You know what I mean? He's like, because I'm Italian, right? So I'm going like, I don't really hate the guy, but I mean, I see his whole tenor and his whole tone and his tenure just not as a success. Now he's stepping away. You dealt with him one on one. And I know in the administration, our friend Peter Navarro would have a back and forth with Admiral. You give us your thoughts on Dr. Fauci, if you would, Admiral, but not to get political, but your personal thoughts on the mistakes that he may have made.
So, look, you know, I worked on a daily basis with Dr. Fauci, with Tony, and the situation where I sat right next to him every single day with the vice president or the president. So I work with him pretty well. You know, he's not Saint Fauci, as some of the media says, and he's certainly not the devil, as some of the media says. You know, he's a person who has contributed enormously, particularly in HIV/AIDS. And in general, when I was there, was very respectful of the president and the process. Now, he made some important missteps, saying not to wear a mask and talking about herd immunity and changing the goalpost intentionally. These are things that are not his finest moments. You know, and I also think he should admit that he has a tremendous conflict of interest whenever he talks about the origin of the virus, because you know, his whole career is built on NIAID. He makes lots of money. He was awarded $1 million private prize for speaking truth. Right. Now, if his institute funded and was partially responsible for, you know, COVID-19, that doesn't reflect very well. So I think he should be open that he has a conflict of interest. But look, I got along with Tony, you know, pretty well. Okay. Yeah. I thought he was a good colleague. He worked well. And I'm going to say when we were in office, neither publicly nor privately nor in the doctor's group was he ever disrespectful of the president or vice president. He has his own quirks, like a lot of people do. But, you know, we had a good working relationship. And in general, and I think there are a few exceptions, but in general, I think he served, you know, President Trump as honestly as he could. Right. He called him as he saw him. He saw him wrong a few times. He saw him right a few times. But so that's my, you know, Tony is a human being who's contributed enormously to science, and we need to be grateful for that. But he has also had many missteps, and we have to understand that. And criticizing that is not criticizing science. You know, it's criticizing one person's interpretation of science and how he put it forth to the American people.
Yeah, understood. Dr. Brett, before we let you go, the RSV, is this going to settle down? This is something that's out there. And I guess who's most at risk aside from the children? Would that be the elderly, sir?
Yeah, RSV, you know, I'm a pediatric ICU physician by training, and RSV fills our hospitals every year during the winter for children. It's much worse this year because children were locked up and they didn't experience it for a year or two. And also, most kids get it in their first year when they still have some immunity from their mom, but they didn't get it in the first year. So they're getting sort of the full enchilada when they get it between ages 1 or 2 or 3 years old. So the highest risk are children under 5, and they will fill the hospitals up, but it is rarely fatal. Kids do die of it, but it's rare. The other age group is over 65. You know, each year, even before this year, about 10,000 seniors died of RSV. And unfortunately, right now, there's no medicine or vaccine against it. There are several that are sort of imminent that are not going to be this year, but next year. So, you know, don't lock yourself in the basement. I certainly don't wear masks around. But if, particularly if you have young children and you're visiting grandma, great-grandma, grandpa, and your kids are sick, you know, have common sense, right? If your kids are sick and have fever, don't expose them to the elderly around. You know, just do the things your mom told you to do, right? It'll be okay.
It's so true. Admiral, Dr. Admiral, and every other title that you have, sir, is so appreciated on this show. And we love your tone and all that you've done for this great country and the Trump administration. Admiral, thank you so much for taking the time. Please come back anytime if you would.
Love being on. Okay. See you later, Joe.
Thank you, Doc. Admiral, Doc, I mean, look at his title, Brett Giroir. What a great guy. Great guy, former Assistant Secretary for Health and World Health Organization board member, former Admiral in the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps. Joe on the radio. We'll get to what's going on in China. You know, just all these questions that we have, and we appreciate the great experts that come with us. Gordon Chang is going to tell you about what is going on in China right now. What have you ever, did you ever in your day think that you would see the protests to the degree that you see in China? And Gordon Chang has all the answers this morning with Joe on the radio. Also, Kelly Jane Torrance will join us from the New York Post. Right now, let's go to Janelle Crispin. She is on the road and checking out traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Starting off with a check of the Hudson River crossings. GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck, a half-hour delay. Lower deck 15 to 20 and outbound. We've got road work blocking the left lane on the ramp from the Henry Hudson Parkway, the right lane across the span, and the left lane on the ramp from the Palisades. Lincoln Tunnel inbound 30 minutes. And at the Holland Tunnel, looks like it's a half-hour if you use the turnpike approach, 40 minutes from 1 and 9. Harlan River Drive southbound, the 3rd Avenue Bridge down to the FDR Drive, all jammed up. And the FDR Drive northbound 42nd Street up to 61st. And that's extra heavy. And the Major Deacon southbound into the Cross Bronx. The off-ramp partially blocked because of a stalled tractor trailer. And then there's construction from the Cross Bronx down to Yankee Stadium. The right lane is closed. Airport traffic still on 1 and 9, all jammed up southbound in the express lanes in the area of McClellan Street. And alternate side of the street parking rules in effect today. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, I'm so excited to tell you about Rose City Jewelers, gemologists. They've decided to conduct a massive retirement sale in celebration of his 75th service to Madison, New Jersey, and many of the surrounding towns and counties. You know, this is Joey Falco. Joseph Falco is his father, and he began Rose City Jewelers after serving in the Pacific Theater in the Second World War. And Joe Jr., Joey's expertise as a certified gemologist became the leading purveyor of the rarest precious gemstones. No, I've been there to Rose City Jewelers. And we love Joey. We love Kat. This is a great family. They've got incredible things over there at Rose City Jewelers. And now I'm looking here. Look at this. Savings up to 70%. Are you kidding me? The inventory is not going to last. You can get tanzanites, rubies, sapphires, emeralds, pearls. He's got these incredible crystals right from. He goes and travels with his wife. Joey does. Joey and Kat, they go travel and they find these great crystals. I bought one for Allie, you know, my daughter. You're going to find amazing things at Rose City Jewelers. It's a retirement and closing sale of a lifetime. The Falco family extends its warmest appreciation to the many truly worldwide clientele. So this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity shall end Christmas Eve. So please visit Rose City Jewelers, gemologist. It's right there in the corner of Main and Waverly. By the way, you're in the city and you're thinking about going to Jersey. You got to see the heart of historic Madison, New Jersey. It is beautiful. That is where my great-grandfather came from Italy. He went right to Madison, and he grew roses there. That is the Rose City. All right, check it out now. It's Rose City Jewelers, gemologist, the corner of Main and Waverly in the heart of historic Madison, New Jersey.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a memorable travel opportunity. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel next October for the Stand with Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we visit key sites in the Holy Land, thoughtfully designed to give you an unprecedented view of a region you've likely only heard about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com for details. You'll set foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and more. We'll have special guides for our group, luxury accommodations, and I will be broadcasting, and so will Mike, our shows from Israel. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Come with Mike Gallagher and me in 2023. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or visit StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, can I tell you about Relief Factor? If you go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, 1995 for the three-week quick start. I don't want you sitting there, please, because I love you, and I want you out and about. And I know you said that. You go ahead. I'll catch up. No, you're going to lead the way. You have these aches and pains, elbow, shoulder, back, whatever it is. For $19.95, you can see if you can get out of pain. You know what? If you can't, you can't. But you got to give it a try, don't you? And that's what the three-week quick start is all about. You could call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or go to ReliefFactor.com. You find out more about the offer, ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF. Let's get you out of pain. I'll tell you, it works miraculously for me, Relief Factor does. It's 100% drug-free, and tens of thousands of people are taking Relief Factor. Start here, please, ReliefFactor.com.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So we're so grateful to Gordon Chang. He always, always takes time with us and has enlightened us from day one for the years that he has been on this program. Now we see everything that Gordon predicted is happening in China. And Gordon was ahead of the curve on this years ago. So we welcome Gordon back to the program. And I hope Thanksgiving was great. A happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, Gordon. How you doing, my friend? Did you have a chance to relax? Because I know you work 24/7. Did you step back a little bit on Thanksgiving?
I had a chance to relax. Unfortunately, I saw the Giants lose, and I ate too much.
You did?
Oh. I ate too much.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling it this morning, my friend. I really am. I'm going like, what was I thinking, you know? But listen, we're able to do it. You know, we're celebrating the greatest country in the world, and you know that all too well, Gordon Chang. Tell us, what is happening in China? What should we fear? You warned us about this. It looks like it's imploding now. I've never seen, this is like, it's worse than Tiananmen Square. It looks like they're just protest over the COVID lockdowns. Is that where it all started, Gordon, correct?
Yeah, it started over COVID lockdowns. Specifically on Thursday, there was a fire in Urumqi, which is the capital of what Beijing calls the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. And firefighters couldn't get to the apartment block because there had been COVID barriers set up. And the videos of this, where the water doesn't reach the building, have just enraged the Chinese people. So what we saw over the weekend, starting on Friday and continuing through the weekend, were mass demonstrations in major Chinese cities and major Chinese universities. And the people there, they weren't protesting just about COVID. They were actually telling Xi Jinping that he had to leave, and they were telling the Communist Party that they wanted to govern themselves. So really, this has been revolutionary sentiments. Now, the Communist Party, of course, is not going to go without a fight. Things have been quiet over the last 12 hours or so, but the anger has not gone away. And we're going to see these protests flare up again, Joe.
Do they go in and stop this? And then as Americans, we can't, and Biden is so compromised, it seems to me, Gordon Chang, that Biden can't say, look, don't attack the people. He could send messages, but it has no weight to it at all because he's so compromised. You can't tell the Chinese not to assault the citizens. Do you think they do a Tiananmen Square kind of takedown with the tanks? Are we going to see that in China, do you think, Gordon?
I think that they will use force if these protests come back up again, because these aren't just scattered demonstrations over separate issues. You know, in on any given day in China, there are a fair number of protests, but they're against local officials who've taken money or been totally incompetent. These are over a common issue, and they've sprung up spontaneously. This is leaderless. And so the Communist Party's got to be really concerned, and they will use force. Deng Xiaoping in 1989 used force, killed thousands of Chinese from what we can tell, though the death toll is, subject to great historical dispute. But they killed thousands of people, and Xi Jinping is perfectly capable of doing that again.
Hey, Gordon, how come these big companies now, all these big companies pulling out of Twitter, and I'm not quite sure why. I guess they don't like Elon Musk, they don't like whatever it is, yet they'll work with Communist China. And correct me if I'm wrong, sir, but isn't the Uyghur Muslims are still imprisoned? I mean, correct?
Yeah. I mean, there have been maybe 1 to 3 million Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other Turkic minorities who've been detained in these facilities. We know that people have been tortured, executed. Uyghur women have been raped as a matter of official policy. Children have been put into prisons. And both Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and his successor, Antony Blinken, have declared what China's been doing to be a genocide. We know they're committing, in addition to genocide, crimes against humanity. But you have, for instance, these companies don't boycott China, although they will boycott Twitter, as you point out. Yeah. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, has something called ESG investing, environmental social governance. And that means they can't invest in an oil company in the U.S., but they can invest in China. So, it's hypocritical beyond belief. It just shows the worst of Wall Street, that it's amoral or maybe even immoral.
Yeah, yeah, because they want to go along with their woke ideology. But that's why and if you didn't enlighten us, Gordon, honestly, I wouldn't even think about it. My goodness gracious, I wouldn't even think about what's going on there. So now they're asking, they're calling for the resignation of Xi. That will not happen, correct?
Well, but the interesting thing, Joe, is that Xi Jinping has a lot of enemies in the Communist Party itself. And we know this because at the 20th National Congress of the Communist Party last month, he actually had one of his adversaries frog marched out of the assembly.
Yes.
This was his immediate predecessor, Hu Jintao. We know there's a lot of discontent at the top of the party. Xi Jinping has consolidated his control over the party, but that doesn't mean his opponents have gone away. It means they're just quiet. And they will come back, and they will get him, because they've got a lot of grievances against Xi.
Wow, this is going to be interesting. Now, does the United States, we can't step in. Internally, we just can't step in. How does the United States react to that, do you think?
Yeah, I think President Biden should privately, maybe even publicly, warn China that if they use force against the Chinese people, that the United States will impose severe consequences, like we'll cut off trade, investment, technical cooperation, the rest of it. And I think Biden's, he's really big on working with allies. Well, he should be talking to our friends and allies and making sure that these leaders of other countries also give the identical warnings to the Communist Party. We can do this. This is the opposite of what George H.W. Bush did in 1989 after the Tiananmen massacre, where he said to Deng Xiaoping through his private envoy, he said, "Don't worry about it. We'll complain in public, but we'll have your back. We're okay with you killing thousands of Chinese."
Lord,
George H.W. Bush is, to me, a figure of shame for doing that. But the point here is that we need to do everything the opposite of what George H.W. Bush would do right now.
And Gordon, we'll let you go. We appreciate your time, because I see that we're in debt, maybe to the point of trillions of dollars. They're still manufacturing things that we need during medicine. There's this shortage of amoxicillin, so much is manufactured in China. We're leading to the Green New Deal, where China owns almost everything in that regard, including all of where the lithium fields that they're harvesting. And I'm speechless that this administration doesn't call them out. And you know what's worse, Gordon, my friend, is that the press doesn't call them out. The press doesn't do it. They'll vilify us for everything, every single thing. They're obsessed with Donald Trump, but they never call out all the things that you, all the these horrible things happening in communist China. And what hope do we have except, I guess, to elect a president like President Trump that just dealt with them right between the eyes, huh?
Right. You know, Biden is elevating China's centrality in supply chains by emphasizing the Green New Deal type
yes.
stuff.
Yeah.
But the one thing we can get around their control over rare earths and lithium and solar panels and stuff. The one thing we have trouble with are pharmaceuticals. And, you know, Trump, at the end of his tenure, actually tried to encourage the manufacturing of active pharmaceutical ingredients in the United States. His efforts misfired, but nonetheless, he had the right idea. We need to do more of that to get our pharmaceutical companies back on this side of the Pacific.
And the virus, we just talked to Admiral Girouard, and we keep talking about it. Not a bioweapon in your mind, though, that virus coming out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Even though the communist, the army in China, this is part of the game plan. It's come up with a bioweapon. Was that COVID-19, that Wuhan virus, indeed a virus, Gordon? To this day, you're thinking that it was not, correct?
Well, we don't know whether, I think it was, but we don't have proof. But we do know one thing, that whatever the origin of this is, the Chinese turned it into a bioweapon by deliberately spreading it beyond China's borders, by lying about contagiousness and forcing other countries to take arrivals from China without travel restrictions. So that they turned it into a bioweapon. So it is a bioweapon, for sure, 100%.
Yeah. Gordon, thanks so much. And we'll get to see you soon. And we appreciate you always taking the time with us. To you and Lydia, with great respect, and wishing you all the best for the holidays, my friend.
You too, Joe. Merry Christmas, by the way. Yes, they're holidays, but it's Christmas.
Thank you, Gordon. You're the best. Thank you, Gordon. Merry Christmas to you, Gordon Chang. He is the best. Gordon Chang right there. Hey, Joe on the radio, getting the truth. Oh, my gosh, it's so scary. You know what's scary? You want to know what's scary? I know we're going to break. Is that, well, you see us talking about here on the radio, and we're goofing around. We're having a fun Monday, you know, after Thanksgiving and everything. And then we have information on the show that tells the truth. And with no political motive, and you hear the truth, and there's no political motive, there's no end game to it of politically of who, you know, we don't work for either party, we're just trying to tell you what the truth is, and you find out about it, you ain't going to hear it anywhere else. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. And how do all these problems that we have that are coming out of China, we know how to solve them, it'll never happen, because the mainstream media, I guess they're bought and sold. I don't know. They're just scared. But we will continue to tell you the truth. And Kelly Jane Torrance is going to join us from the Post coming up momentarily. And now speaking the truth from the News Nook right here at 937 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees and cloudy at 937. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Single-use paper bags could return to New Jersey for a limited time in certain circumstances. A bill currently pending in a state Senate vote would permit paper use for online services at grocery stores that are 2,500 square feet or larger. It would also last for 3 years, as many retailers have had problems adjusting to the single-use ban that went into effect a few months ago. Proponents hope to amend the bag ban before the end of the year. Today, of course, is Cyber Monday, and spending is expected to hit a record. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online shopping is projected to top $11.2 billion. If the projection is correct, it would represent a 5.2% increase over last year's number. In sports, quarterback Mike White, he made his first start of the season, helped lead the Jets to a 31-10 win over the Chicago Bears. White threw for 315 yards and three touchdowns in the win. The Nets defeated the Trailblazers in Brooklyn 111-97, and the Knicks have now dropped four of their last five. They fell to the Grizzlies at MSG 127-123. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Janelle Crispin's got the answer.
Rough going. In fact, it's no going on Route 21 in Belleville now, northbound into Main Street. All lanes are closed because of a crash. And 109, the express lane still lots of people around the airport, so expect delays in the area of McClellan Street. Airport traffic there. GW Bridge, inbound on the upper deck, a half-hour delay. Lower deck, 15 to 20. Outbound, whole lot of road work. We've got the left lane blocked on the ramp from the Henry Hudson Parkway. Right lane closed across the span. And the left lane is closed on the ramp to the Palisades Parkway. All that until about 2:30 this afternoon. Half-hour delay into town at the Lincoln Tunnel. Holland Tunnel, it's 25 to 30 minutes from the Turnpike, 35 to 40 from 1 and 9. Not so quick on the Van Weck, southbound Jackie Robinson Parkway down to Jamaica Avenue. It is stop and go when the Gowanus is all loaded up. Eastbound 3rd Avenue down to Cadman Plaza with lots of extra company there. Alternate side of the street parking rules in effect. Now know where not to go. I'm Chanel Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell's Cyber Monday business event starts now with up to 50% off business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors, plus savings on essential accessories and free shipping. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Under the visionary leadership of Mayor Mike Spano, the city of Yonkers is undergoing this remarkable economic renaissance, unprecedented in its history, by the way. A key to the city's success is the Yonkers Industrial Development Agency. It's called the IDA. They have provided financial incentives for development projects representing nearly $5 billion in private investment, more than 9,100 multifamily units planned, completed, under construction, and approved for development. And now, thanks to IDA incentives, we were talking with George Latimer, the Westchester County Executive. Look at this, $100 million. That's from Lionsgate. They come in, they make Yonkers their home with that state-of-the-art TV and film studio complex. How awesome is that? Largest facility, by the way, of its kind in the Northeast. With more film studios waiting in the wings, Yonkers has become Hollywood on Hudson, a new center for TV and film production with potential of bringing thousands of jobs. To learn more about the financial incentives for you provided by the Yonkers IDA, visit yonkersida.com. You can call 914-509-8651. It's 914-509-8651 or yonkersida.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 942 on AM 970, The Answer. Kelly Jane Torrance is the op-ed editor of the New York Post. Hey, Kelly Jane, welcome to the show. Awesome to have you with us.
Great to be here, Joe. Good morning.
Well, I tell you, we have mutual friends. I say you got to talk to Kelly Jane. I love Kelly Jane. I love that name. Can I call you Kelly Jane, or do people call you Kelly? What do you prefer?
You know what? I get both. So you know what? Whatever you like, I'm going with.
Hi, Kelly Jane. I love it. I absolutely. And tell us where you were before. The op-ed editor of the New York Post. This is a very powerful position for a young gal like yourself. So how did you end up there? Because it's pretty recent. You got appointed here. Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I got promoted 1 year ago, actually.
Oh, look at that.
And you know, I was an editorial writer before that. And, you know, I appreciate what you're saying. You know, people listening, anyone who wants to get in the Post, be nice. Be nice to me. I spent a lot of years in D.C. before moving to here in New York, and I did a lot of journalism there, including, you know, being the deputy managing editor of the Weekly Standard. So,
there you go.
I've got a bit of a background.
But you know what? How it must just drive you crazy when you're over there doing such a great job, and then you see, and not to make fun of CBS, but hey, why stop now? But CBS, they finally acknowledged the existence of the Hunter Biden laptop that came out of the Post. They shut it down before the election. They shut it down on Twitter, and then CBS comes out. But you think CBS, shouldn't they have done a caveat saying, the Post was right, you know, they could say the Piscopo show was right. I mean, we talked about it from day one, and yet they're acting like they are breaking the news now. A little frustrating, you know?
Very frustrating. And you did, Joe, and we appreciate it. Yeah, it's more than 2 years after the New York Post first revealed the existence of this laptop and some of the stuff that was on it. That was in October 2020, of course, right before the election. So CBS and the rest of the mainstream media and social media freaked out and suppressed it. I mean, you had a Facebook executive posting on Twitter bragging about suppressing it on Facebook.
Right.
Jack Dorsey, former Twitter CEO, of course, later claimed it was a mistake. And now you have CBS News saying, now that Joe Biden has become a little bit of a albatross on the Democrats' neck, we're going to tell you that the laptop is real, but not even mention the New York Post once.
I know. Go ahead, please.
Well, I was just going to say, I was hoping to tell you my favorite media, big media story of the week last week was Associated Press had a piece right after Thanksgiving. And, you know, it was a big, it's from their White House reporter, a big reporter there at the White House. And the first sentence was, "The Biden family's tradition of eating lunch, shopping, and watching a Christmas tree lighting in downtown Nantucket on Friday, Black Friday, became mostly about keeping the president's two-year-old grandson from having a meltdown." So the whole article was about, you know, Joe, Jill, and of course, Hunter Biden and his two-year-old son from having a meltdown. And that was the AP's White House reporter story. So I just thought it was a great contrast between what the New York Post and people like you and other good media outlets do compared with what the nation's top, news agency is doing. I had to tell you that one.
No, it's so funny. And then, and again, we don't make fun. We're just observing Joe Biden shuffling around Nantucket, looking into windows. I mean, and he's got like a drink in his hand. Can he be without an ice cream cone or with a latte for a moment? I mean, for a moment, he's shuffling around. Yeah, what's with this guy with his drinks and his ice cream for crying out loud?
Okay, you're talking about him shuffling. This is how the Associated Press described that shuffling.
Yeah.
Biden spent time inside a leather goods store and a pet store, among other businesses. At one point, he looked through the window of a lingerie store, but did not go inside. I mean, that's Associated Press, the nation's top news agency, describing our president.
I'm in such a silly mood this morning. I think we'll get to the truth, but it is so weird how people the mainstream media, the corporate media, whatever you want to call it, just won't address it like that. Oh, and Elon Musk with Twitter, I'm getting such a kick out of this. Why are they panicking? Musk is just trying to open up. Oh, I don't know, Kelly, free speech? What an anomaly, huh?
And they are freaking out. You are not exaggerating, Joe. I mean, you have all of these people. Actually, CBS News was one of my favorite things. Do you remember what they did?
They left Twitter for a while, didn't they?
Very briefly, yes. It was hilarious. They said they had concerns about the platform under Elon Musk, so they were leaving. But then, a day or two later, of course, they came back. What were they? What are they scared of exactly? The boogeyman. It's so bizarre. Free speech really does scare these people, and that itself is scary.
You know, and this too, Kelly Jane, we're just talking to my friend Gordon Chang, the expert on China. I was thinking how
he's amazing.
He really is. And just to be truthful, and again, to stay ahead of the curve, as you do, you do such a great job at the Post, and we try to do the same thing here on the radio. These companies that are leaving Twitter, yet they deal and they'll make and allegedly use slave labor to make sneakers in China, and it's like, and all these big companies are leaving Twitter because of Elon Musk. And and the rest of us just shake our head. This wokeness, this crazy wokeness, does it ever end, Kelly Jane? Will this end, this insanity? Because it's all like virtue signaling. And hopefully, do they just hit a wall and just go, all right, we're going to stop? Do you see that happening in the foreseeable future?
I don't, but partly because then they'd have to admit that they were wrong.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
no one wants to admit they were wrong. And that's, part of the media's coverage of Hunter Biden. They're in a way admitting they're wrong by now saying, oh, we looked, the laptop's real. But the fact that they won't admit that the New York Post revealed this more than 2 years ago, because they don't want to admit, hey, we never told you this story. We suppressed the story. But you know, speaking of China, Joe, I got to tell you, one of the most hypocritical things I found out in the last couple of days is that Apple actually, you know, they had recently had a new iOS update, and only in China, they made it basically almost impossible to use AirDrop to send photos and information amongst other iPhones without having to go through the internet. And they did this right as these protests were starting. It's clearly, and only in China, only in China.
Wow.
So, yeah, so many Western companies really do kowtow to Beijing, and it's disgusting.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, Killer Jane, a great chat this morning. On all the money going to Ukraine, you know, I'm a bleeding heart, and I see the Ukrainian refugees, what they're going through. I love the way the Ukrainians are fighting valiantly against Vladimir Putin in Russia. But you think this accountability of all the money that we're sending there, what are you hearing at the Post? Are we ever going to see the accountability for all that money going to Ukraine?
Yeah. I think now that the Republicans are in charge of the House, they are going to do a lot more oversight. I mean, I'm very much pro Ukraine. I hope they win this, and support them all the way, like you do, Joe. But you don't just send billions of dollars and not look at what it's being used at. And so the Republicans say, and I believe they're going to do this. They're going to, you know, at least try to do some oversight, because there's been zero so far, simply zero.
Yeah, it's true. Killer Jane, thanks for the fight. Thanks for a great conversation. Please, you got to come back. Keep us posted, because you can't make it up. And you got to have a little sense of humor about it. You know what I mean? So it's great. I love your take on it, and you're doing a great job. Killer Jane Torrence is the op-ed editor of the New York Post. This is a very powerful position in the great city of New York. Killer Jane, thank you for that fight. But please come back soon, okay?
I'd love to, Joe. I had the best way to start the week.
Okay, thanks, Killer Jane. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye, Killer Jane Torrence right there. Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's coming up, and Janelle Crispin is on the roads in for Debbie Duhaime this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We've got Deegan delays still southbound into the Cross Bronx. The off-ramp partially blocked because of a stalled tractor trailer. And the Deegan southbound from the Cross Bronx down to Yankee Stadium, there's construction blocking the right lane. And the Cross Bronx pretty heavy. The GW Bridge out to Webster Avenue, westbound Castle Hill Avenue out to Sheridan Boulevard. GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck, 30 minutes, lower deck 15 to 20. And outbound on the upper deck, we've got construction blocking the left lane on the ramp from the Henry Hudson Parkway. Right lane blocked across the span. And then the left lane is closed on the ramp to the Palisades. Lincoln Tunnel inbound 30 minutes. And at the Holland Tunnel, it's a half hour from the Turnpike. 35 to 40 from 1 and 9. Route 21 in Belleville closed northbound into Main Street, and that's because of a crash. 208 construction in Wyckoff, southbound Cedar Hill Avenue down to Grandview Avenue. Left lane is blocked, and that's in both directions. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin, with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Welcome to the Invite Health Cyber Monday Buy One Get One Free Sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Here's the number and write it down, because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. 800-673-2345. That number for Invite, 800-673-2345. Listen to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Download the Invite Health app at the App Store or Google Play Store and check out our educational health blogs and articles. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Cyber Monday sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345.
This is Jerry Boyer for townhall.com. Recent market volatility has led some to claim that markets themselves are inherently unstable, but the data do not back them up. The up and down of risk on and then risk off sentiment is associated with the instability created by our own central bank, the Fed, which has grown into a financial colossus, starting with its reaction to the Great Recession. It is now the single largest player in our financial markets. That's a problem in and of itself, but the other problem is that the Fed has an inherently unstable dual mandate from Congress. It has the job of fighting inflation by selling investments to drive down prices. and also the job of fighting unemployment by buying investments to stimulate consumer sentiment. Every day, investors are forced to comb through the news and figure out which of the two contradicting mandates the Fed will follow next. The Fed should stick to its original mandate, sound money, or be replaced with something that will. I'm Jerry Boyer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A pretty nice day today with a partly sunny sky, but it will be windy as our high temperature reaches 55 degrees. In general, westerly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour could gust near 35 to even 40 in some spots. As we go into tonight, we'll see a clear sky, low 36, much calmer winds, and then sunshine, a few clouds tomorrow with a high of 47. As we get into Wednesday, another windy day in store with rain showers by the afternoon. High temperature that day will be at 57. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
I love telling you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, born on America's darkest day of 9/11. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member does not come home, young children are left behind. Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden and bring stability. And for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, giving our most severely injured heroes the ability to live more independent lives. How about the Veteran Homelessness Program? How about that from Tunnel to Towers? They're providing housing and services to homeless veterans across America, more than 500 in 2022 alone, because all veterans who honorably served our country, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help now more than ever. Please help America's heroes. Please continue to help America's heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Monday, November 28th. It is coming up to 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's in, and Joe Sebelia, great show. My goodness gracious. And Al, thanks for the laughs. I needed that. I'm so goofy. Same. You know, you're racist, you. Mm. You're just racist.
I'm not a racist. What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
That's how I'm going to do the news. The last
oh, boy.
What? Yeah, well, it's nice being on the air.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you,
you know, we'll take care, everybody.
Yeah, and Carol Fassaro, happy Thanksgiving to the Fassaro family, and to Debbie Duhame, Janelle Crispin, thanks for being here for Debbie. Just great stuff. And to Nick DeMora and Michael, and Merck's going to podcast this show out in a second. You know, we're on Apple Podcasts. You could pick it up there as well. But it's just, you know what, you got to be grateful for everything. It's at this time of year. We got birthdays, and happy birthday to everybody in the family. And I'm decorating the house. I'm like, I am Mr. Joseph. Will you get Joe, could you call Home and Garden Network and give me my own show, man? I'm telling
yes.
you.
They give you a show in a heartbeat.
Don't you think so? Because every birthday is like a national holiday. Are you like that in the family? You like that? You know, you just got to hit it and quit it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't tell people about my birthday.
Well, you know, and then we decorate, we do everything else. So, and we're having more celebrations today and right through the week. And then in an AC, and then we got a lot going on. And you can go to joepiscopo.us, and you could. We'd love to see you at a show coming up. It's going to be, I'll tell you, 2023 is going to be all right. We're going to get there. Just, you got to keep laughing. We will get to the heart of the matter. We will tell you the truth every single day on this show. It, with our love of country, and never ever forget the fact that we are one nation under God. Honored to be with you. Honored to be on this radio program. Go out and make it the best day you possibly can. Would you do that for Uncle Joe on the radio? You know why? Because you deserve it.
News. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.